Come on back. You sounding good? How about now? Is now any better?
Yes. Your correction made your signal much more hearable.
Yeah, my location is Rochester Hills. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I'm in Redford, Five Beach.
Hey, are you the station 439?
I'm 347, sorry.
347 in Redford. Yeah, you're going down that way.
Oh, it's a gray overcast day. I'm just sitting in the backyard.
219, looking to jump in for a break. Hey, Jack, are you on the Detroit repeater, or are you hitting the Mount Clemens?
I'm on Mount Clemens repeater. Roger.
Okay. I wasn't sure, just making sure that all these were still linked. I know there was some controversy going on with all the linked repeaters and whatnot, so I'm glad to see that they're still hooked up.
Yeah, they're still all together all the way to Sheboygan. I don't know. That time is gone. I don't know what is the deal. I don't even pay attention to that. I just keep going, and that's about it. Roger?
That's a good plan to have. Just keep on moving forward. Yeah, like I said, I wasn't sure what the status of. So same thing, just going to stay doing my thing.
That's what they all say, this and this and that, and it never comes out. Maybe another 20 years would be the same anyhow. If you look all over the United States, there's a lot of you know, connection, these repeaters in Tennessee. I wrote it the other day, it was Tennessee, and all these states out that way, they all connect together. Roger?
Yeah, it definitely seems very useful, especially with the current climate, with all the hurricanes and the even the Verizon, the cell tower, or the service not working, having some backup communications and being able to talk over some great distances. Definitely nice to have.
But I heard this morning Verizon, it was down. I heard it about 8:30 this morning. So I don't know how down is it. I don't have Verizon, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, same. Luckily, I got AT&T, and I don't have any problems, but I know a lot of people are, so